Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bitcoin is for Everyone by Natalie Brunell presents an accessible case that modern money is failing ordinary people and that Bitcoin offers a credible alternative. Drawing on widely discussed issues in monetary policy and banking, the book frames inflation, debt expansion, and financial intermediaries as structural problems that erode savings and concentrate power. Brunell aims to translate Bitcoin from a niche technology into a human story about fairness, opportunity, and long-term security. Rather than treating Bitcoin as a get-rich trend, she positions it as an open network that anyone can join, use, and verify, regardless of background or geography. The introduction sets expectations for a practical, values-driven explanation, what money is supposed to do, how today's system deviates from that mission, and why a decentralized, fixed-supply monetary asset has gained traction. For readers curious about the social and economic meaning of Bitcoin, the book functions as a guided map from confusion to informed conviction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the current financial system feels rigged. A central theme is that the pain many people feel is not simply personal budgeting failure, but the predictable outcome of how modern finance is structured. The book highlights how currency creation and credit expansion can quietly reduce purchasing power, making it harder to save, plan, or build wealth. When money supply grows faster than real productivity, everyday goods, housing, and education tend to become less affordable over time, while those closest to new money and cheap credit often benefit first. The narrative also points to layers of intermediaries that add fees, delays, and gatekeeping, especially for cross-border payments and small account holders. Bailouts and moral hazard deepen the perception that losses can be socialized while gains remain private, undermining trust. Within this framing, the financial system is described as complex by design, relying on expert permission and opaque rules that ordinary people cannot audit. By connecting these mechanisms to real-life outcomes like shrinking savings, rising debt burdens, and dependence on institutions, the topic establishes the motivation for exploring alternatives and sets up Bitcoin as a response to structural incentives rather than a political talking point. Secondly, Bitcoin basics in plain language. The book aims to remove technical intimidation by explaining what Bitcoin is at a functional level, a decentralized network that lets people send value digitally without needing a bank to approve the transaction. It describes Bitcoin as both a monetary asset and a set of rules enforced by software and participants, where verification is distributed rather than centralized. Key concepts like scarcity, fixed supply, and the role of miners and nodes are used to show how the network stays synchronized and resists manipulation. Instead of asking readers to trust a company or government, Bitcoin invites them to trust transparent rules and open verification. The topic also clarifies common confusions, such as the difference between owning Bitcoin and using a trading app, or the distinction between the network and the price. By grounding Bitcoin in everyday comparisons, like a public ledger and digital property rights, the explanation makes it easier to understand why people value censorship resistance and settlement finality. The emphasis is that Bitcoin is not a promise from an institution, but a system where the protocol defines the terms, giving individuals a more direct relationship with money. Thirdly, inflation, savings, and the case for hard money, another major topic, is the role of money as a tool for storing value over time. The book argues that when a currency is routinely expanded, people are nudged into riskier behavior just to keep up, such as chasing higher returns, taking on leverage, or speculating in assets. This dynamic can widen inequality because those with resources and access can hedge more effectively, while wage earners and small savers fall behind. Bitcoin is presented as hard money due to its predictable issuance schedule and fixed cap, making it difficult to debase. The idea is not that volatility disappears, but that the long-term monetary properties are easier to understand and verify than discretionary policy. This topic also ties monetary stability to personal dignity, being able to save without needing to become a financial expert. By explaining how inflation can operate as an invisible tax and how interest rates can change incentives across the entire economy, the book builds a practical rationale for why a scarce digital asset could matter. The emphasis stays on the life impact of savings protection, long-range planning, and the ability to opt into a monetary standard with transparent rules. Fourthly, self-custody, sovereignty, and personal responsibility. The promise of Bitcoin, as described here, depends on learning a new relationship with money, direct ownership. The book underscores that self-custody can remove reliance on banks and payment platforms, but it also demands care, education, and good security habits. Readers are guided conceptually through why private keys matter, why custody choices change risk, and how convenience can reintroduce the same trusted third parties. Bitcoin was designed to minimize. This topic frames sovereignty not as isolation, but as resilience, especially for people who face banking exclusion, capital controls, or payment censorship. At the same time, it acknowledges that mistakes in key management can be costly, so gradual learning and responsible practices are essential. The broader point is that Bitcoin shifts power toward individuals by making money more like digital bearer property, yet that shift comes with obligations to understand the tools. By presenting self-custody as a spectrum, from beginner-friendly approaches to more advanced setups, the book positions Bitcoin education as a form of empowerment. Personal responsibility becomes the bridge between philosophical ideals and practical everyday use. Lastly, Bitcoin as a global, open network for inclusion, the book also emphasizes Bitcoin's social dimension. It is a network anyone can join, regardless of status, nationality, or access to traditional finance. This topic explores how an open monetary system can matter for people facing high remittance fees, unstable local currencies, or limited banking infrastructure. Because transactions can be sent directly between participants and validated by the network, Bitcoin can reduce dependency on institutions that may exclude, delay, or surveil users. The narrative often connects adoption to human stories and incentives, why entrepreneurs, savers, families sending money abroad, and even institutions might converge on a shared protocol. It highlights that Bitcoin does not require permission to hold or transfer, and that rules apply consistently across borders, which contrasts with fragmented, jurisdiction-dependent systems. This is framed as a form of equal access to monetary infrastructure, not equal outcomes. The topic also points to the importance of education and realistic expectations, since adoption is a process shaped by usability, regulation, and cultural attitudes. Still, the core argument is that open protocols tend to scale inclusion, and Bitcoin is presented as the strongest example of that principle applied to money. In conclusion, this book suits curious beginners who want to understand Bitcoin beyond price charts, as well as readers who sense something is off in the economy and want a coherent explanation of why saving has become so difficult. It is also useful for professionals in business, media, and policy who need a clear narrative of Bitcoin's purpose without drowning in jargon. The main benefit is perspective. By linking everyday financial stress to structural incentives, the reader can evaluate money more critically and make more intentional choices about saving, custody, and long-term planning. Bitcoin is presented as a practical option for opting into transparent rules, and that can inspire a healthier relationship with risk, debt, and personal responsibility. Compared to many Bitcoin books that lean heavily into technical details or speculative enthusiasm, this one is positioned as a broad, human-focused case for adoption. Its value is in connecting monetary theory, lived experience, and actionable understanding in a single arc. For readers deciding what to buy, the advantage is clarity and motivation. It aims to move you from vague interest to confident comprehension while keeping the focus on real-life outcomes rather than hype. If you would like to support Natalie Brunel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.